Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Hi there. This is Abiong. Yesterday, we read that Jesus isn't just another messenger. He's the real deal, way above angels. He brings the ultimate salvation, so ignoring him isn't an option. Today, we will finish chapter 2, and we will learn what Jesus did for us. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 5 to 18. For it was not to angels that God subjected the world to come, of which we are speaking. It has been testified somewhere. What is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? You made him for a little while lower than the angels. You crowned him with the glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. Now in putting everything in subjection to him, he left nothing outside his control. As it is, we do not yet see everything in subjection to him. But we see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting that he, for whom and by whom all things exist, in bringing many sons to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through suffering. For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified have all one origin. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I, and the children God has given me. Since therefore the children shared in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same nature, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong bondage. For surely it is not with angels that he is concerned, but with the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God to make expiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered and been tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted. Jesus, though he is Lord of all, stepped into our world and experienced suffering. Why? So he could truly relate to us and stand in our place. He took the hit so we wouldn't have to. The question is, are you living like you've been set free? Or are you still stuck in old chains? Let's meditate on this. How does knowing Jesus suffered for you change the way you face struggles? And what does it mean for you to walk in the victory he won?
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.